The orangey goo that gunked up Kivalina's shores earlier this month was first thought to be some kind of microscopic egg. But now, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration researchers say it's actually the spores of a plant fungus. Steve Morton identified the stuff. He's the research oceanographer with NOAA in South Carolina. Morton says he used high-powered electron microscopes to get a closer look and was surprised by what he found.
It's an unusual event for sure. We've never seen a mass fungal spore release like this, but we personally do not do the toxicity testing on fungi.
So you're not going to do any toxicity testing?
We just don't have the toxin standards and the techniques, but places like the USDA or CDC or actually the Alaska Department of Environmental Control may be able to run toxicity tests. If there's any type of concern for public health, these rust type of fungi, unlike other types of fungi, infect only plants. Airborne spores, however, can contribute to respiratory diseases and allergy reactions in some people.
Is it unusual that such a massive amount of these fungi were found floating in the water?
I've never seen in my 20 years of experience, I've never seen anything quite like this before.
What type of research will you be continuing with? There were close to 8,000 types of fungi. Are you going to try to identify if this is one of them?
Actually, that's beyond my area of expertise. What I'm an expert in is the taxonomy of small microscopic plants, or also called phytoplankton. So this is way outside of my field. It's even out a different kingdom of life, so it's way beyond what I could actually do. In fact, I have friends that are mycologists or people that study fungi, and without more information, they can only determine that it's a rust fungi, and that's all they can even do. And they're specialists in fungi.
You know, the area in which the spores were found honestly doesn't have a whole lot of plants. You know, there's no trees. There's grass, I guess.
Right, but there are fungi on any type of plants that are actually found in the tundra, and most of them are not really identified yet. So this may be a new species. That's way beyond my area of expertise. To actually ID this down to species, you have to have more information than what I actually have besides just the spore. You actually need what the host plant actually is too.
Steve Morton is a NOAA researcher in South Carolina.